Hello, and welcome to First Day Insights, a podcast presented by the University of Delaware's Institute for Public Administration. That's IPA for short. My name is Julia O'Hanlon, and I'm a staff member with IPA. We're located in the Biden School of Public Policy and Administration. On September 12, 2023, I spoke with Scott Schuster, Delaware's Farm to School Coordinator, about his role in helping get fresh, locally grown food here in Delaware to schools and communities. Enjoy the discussion.
For this episode, I am joined by Scott Schuster, who is the Farm to School Coordinator for the state of Delaware. Thanks for joining us today, Scott.
Thank you for having me.
So, to kick off our conversation today, could you tell our audience a little bit more about your background and how you kind of got to your current position and what it means to be the state's Farm to School Coordinator?
Sure. Well, prior to becoming the Farm to School Coordinator for the state of Delaware, I've had the opportunity to work with as a nutrition specialist with Colonial School District in Newcastle, Delaware, where I managed federal nutrition programs outside of breakfast and lunch. In addition to that, I worked with Farm to School program and specifically with a Penn Farm project, which is the district has an 8-acre production education farm adjacent to its high school, where high school agriculture students have the opportunity to gain hands-on learning opportunities on the farm. And in addition, a lot of the produce grown on the farm goes into the National School Lunch and Breakfast Program, in addition to being provided out to the community members through a CSA shares. My role was mainly responsible for capacity building and grant management, and to be the liaison between the nutrition department and the farm manager. And with that being, with the program being as unique as it is, I've had an opportunity to be involved with the council by presenting at some annual meetings that they've hosted to kind of give an update and insight into what the Penn Farm project was doing in Newcastle and how potentially it could be incorporated into other avenues of the state's farm to school initiatives. In addition to that, I worked at the Food Bank of Delaware, where I really gained an understanding of the needs and the hurdles that come with individuals who are food insecure and who live at or below the poverty line, and what it really takes to have food access available to them. Teaching nutrition education isn't just about telling them what foods to eat, but it's also a big part of it is getting that access to that food. So, currently, as my role as a farm to school coordinator with the state of Delaware, I work with both Department of Education and Agriculture in advancing an expanded portfolio of Delaware's farm to school programs. And this means advancing the Council on Food and Farm Policy, which is a subset of the Department of Agriculture's new pilot programs and initiatives, with the end goal of establishing a more vibrant and resilient food economy within the state of Delaware. And those initiatives are geared towards developing food supply chain infrastructure to move products from farms to outlets in the community, making and creating resources and support systems available to community-based organizations and institutions to increase their capacity to procure local foods, and adding new and expanding agricultural education opportunities for students of all ages.
That's great, Scott. And just for our audience education, the Delaware Council on Farm and Food Policy, which is how you and I have met, it was created in 2018. And like you said, Scott, it's a sort of an extension of the state's Department of Ag. And the council really aims to create opportunities for communicating and collaborating around feeding our most vulnerable communities here in Delaware. And it's really developed a statewide approach to getting access to resources for folks, particularly during challenging times, but day to day. And it's really looking at closing the gap with food insecurity, supporting local food procurement and options, minimizing deficiency and vulnerability within our communities, and achieving healthy lifestyles. So you mentioned the farm to school initiative. Can you talk a little bit more about the Farm to Community initiative, which is sort of an extension or a pilot extension of the Farm to School program that you're leading as part of your role with the council?
Sure. Yeah, the Council on Food and Farm Policy and the Department of Agriculture and Education have long envisioned an expansion of Delaware's farm to school programs to reach beyond just the schools, but facilitate procurement of Delaware's farm products into other markets and distribution channels. So the Farm to Community pilot is one of two new initiatives, Farm to Store being the other one that was developed to do just that. Its aim is to expand economic opportunity for small and medium scale farmers to gain entry into additional market outlets and institutions by developing a cooperative structure focused on marketing promotion. So in its pilot year, the focus has been to initiate procurement relationships between farmers and distribution outlets in Newcastle County and Sussex County that provide food distribution to urban and rural communities within the state. Farm to Community program is structured to expand over time with a network of various Delaware farmers supplying products to a growing network of direct-to-consumer outlets. But a critical component of this program is the effort by the program partners to establish a foundation of infrastructure and resources to support a functioning and self-sustaining local food supply chain. With that being said, the council was provided funds from the USDA's Local Food Purchase Assistance Cooperative Agreement. And through that, the council developed the pilot. And what it's done is it's provided funds to two community organizations that have established food distribution networks and have the capacity to administer programs that distribute food into the community. But relying on those partnerships with the local organizations has increasing buying power of two established organizations that administer programs to distribute food to community members in need. While these funds to purchase the products aren't always going to be available, the supply chain logistics and the direct procurement relationships that have been established will endure after the funding.
That's great. And who are these primary partners that are currently involved, Scott? And how can other community partners and farmers get involved with this program?
So we have, right now, we have three organizations that were administering this program with. The first is Historic Lewis Farmers Market in Sussex County, and they have developed a unique program of buying food from family farms and delivering that local food to area food banks and pantries. They're doing this through what they have termed a food hub without a hub. They're using their farmers markets as an exchange location where one farmer can provide their products to another farmer. And then that farmer will then take those products and their own products and deliver them to one of three predetermined routes within Sussex County. Each one of these routes has approximately 4 to 5 pantries on them, and they've been streamlined for efficiency purposes to make sure that they're all going in one direction, and it really works out well. The farmers who have agreed to take product from other farmers and transport it on their behalf are paid for their time and miles. And from that, all of the invoices from all the farmers that are involved are sent to Historic Lewis Farmers Market on a monthly basis to be paid. In Newcastle County, we have Lutheran Community Services in partnership with Christiana Care. They have collaborated on a food as medicine pilot program, which reduces health disparities experienced by vulnerable communities within Newcastle County. It combines Lutheran Community Services' mobile food pharmacy model with a multidisciplinary care team from Christiana Care, which includes primary care, behavioral health, nutrition counseling, and community health workers that not only provide weekly food prescriptions to patients who have enrolled in this program on a weekly basis, but incorporates the multidisciplinary team from Christiana Care to assist with recipe development, nutrition counseling, and provide any other supports necessary for them to help control their chronic conditions throughout their time on the program. And the third partner that we're partnering with is the Delaware Farm Bureau. They are working and assisting the council to develop farmer network and procurement plan for small, medium, and large scale farmers interested in participating in this new program and expanding into community-based markets throughout the state. So since this is a pilot program, we really are just in the beginning stages of planning, and we're continuously working through logistical kinks. The council and its partners will meet at the end of this year to evaluate the program and develop a strategy to continue this work. As a next step, the council and its partners plan to focus on the roughly 18 Delmarva farmers who are who have participated in this program for the first year and create targeted resources and supports for them to sustain the network that has developed. Once it's time to grow the program and this network, the council will look to engage with new community outlets, and we will share information once it is available. But when we're looking at like community outlets, we're really looking to find outlets that have the capacity to oversee an influx of additional products that are coming in and distribution, that also outlets that provide resources to underserved communities. And then if there are any farmers who are interested in this program, there's a link on the Delaware Farm Bureau's website. It's a farmer interest survey that they can complete. And once it's complete, someone from the council will be able to reach out to either gather more information or see which program would fit best for them. We're really looking for farmers who can provide 150 to 500 pounds of product per week over a 12-week period, and those who can deliver on that, those who are able to provide that product at the end of the day.
In terms of the benefits to our state's agricultural providers, why would another farmer want to get involved? What are some of the benefits of being a part of this network?
Yeah, I mean, the pilot program, the farming community pilot program, benefits Delaware's agricultural producers by creating connections between them and well-established community organizations. It offers new markets, relationship building, procurement opportunities that otherwise may not have existed or occurred without this program. The Farm to Community pilot really highlights the Delaware way of farming, where small, medium, and large-scale farmers work together as a community. Farmers in Delaware are really accustomed to helping with harvests, engineering on-farm equipment solutions, or aggregating products that go to market. You know, through this pilot, the council and its partners have worked to understand these connections and pinpoint areas that can be streamlined or better resourced to support increased capacities of all. The Farm to Community program is creating and has the potential to create opportunities specifically for those small farmers who may have limited capital and resources and limited acreage and capacity to compete in a mainstream market. It helps with medium-sized farmers that also kind of have those same types of limitations and find it difficult to promote their product to develop a consistent consumer base. But then it also helps the larger farmers who have the opportunity to sell to their own communities, where traditionally they're taking on these large scale contracts, and a lot of the time the product is going out of state, or they're selling to big box retailers, again, which may or may not stay in the state. So, you know, it definitely benefits all of the agricultural producers, regardless of size. And then on the flip side, when we take a look at our community members and our communities, there's tremendous benefits because the pantries that are involved in this program, many of which are located in food deserts, and the folks who live in those communities have limited access to fresh fruits and vegetables. You know, and also like the pantries that are involved typically rely on either food donations from retailers or multiple individuals who are generous enough to provide products to them. And while that's great for reducing food waste in the state, it can also come with a bit of a downfall, where the fresh produce that is being donated may only last another 1 to 2 days before it really has to be thrown out. And they're getting a large donation of canned items. So, you know, this program specifically, the Farm and Community Program, allows these pantries access to fresh fruits and vegetables that can last for upwards of 1 to 2 weeks in the refrigeration, which allows the clients who visit these pantries an opportunity to actually cook with them, and they don't feel frantic to have to get it all done in 1 or 2 days. You know, they have time to thoughtfully plan out a meal, which can help reduce the amount of food costs that they do have. And, you know, they're also getting local high quality meat, dairy, eggs, which are specifically to people who are at or below the poverty line. These meat, eggs, and dairy products can be unaffordable for them. So, you know, they're definitely now having the access to be able to provide, they're able to get this product now through this program.
That's wonderful. I know the last time we met in person for a council meeting down in Dover, you and one of my colleagues at IPA were discussing how some geographic information system tools and mapping tools can kind of help facilitate this program a bit in seeing like locations of where partners and farms involved are located. And can you talk a little bit about that? I know Nicole Minnie's been involved with that, working with you on using GIS to help kind of map the locations of some of these partnerships.
Yeah, the use of GIS and the help with the University of Delaware has been tremendous because it allows, and extremely valuable for us. It allows the council to view Delaware through a broad lens and be able to identify areas of need throughout the state and also areas in the state that potentially have overlapping resources. The council uses this data to take a look at and make informed decisions on where to initiate new programs or where to divert resources from one program to another, as resources may already exist in these specific locations. You know, overall, it just really allows us to pinpoint where our next steps need to be. And using those mapping tools allows us to visually be able to see it from a bird's eye view. And I think it's important to take a look at not only the bird's eye view, but then also being able to zoom down a little bit more in a detailed scope really, really has afforded us to be able to make informed decisions about where we're placing new programs, where we're going to initiate other programs. So it's been a tremendous help.
How do you see, you alluded to this a little bit before, but looking in the future, how do you see the farm to community program growing?
Yeah, I mean, we're in the beginning stages of developing that kind of infrastructural foundation and working with farmers who are involved to really create a more robust network and procurement plan. So, but we're hopeful that this is going to transition into new and larger market opportunities, such as schools and healthcare systems, restaurants, you name it. Not only do we have funding for this program, but the state has also submitted a plan for additional funding through the Local Food Purchase Assistance Plus, which will allow this program to continue for an additional year through October of 2025, and also provides additional funds. It'll allow us to engage with other organizations to help streamline some of the ordering, aggregation, and payment systems, as well as partner with other community outlets to distribute food. Specifically, we're looking to partner with these additional funds. We're looking to partner with a community organization within Kent County. But to kind of be a little bit more specific with the organization who would be potentially streamlining our ordering and aggregation system, it's one of the biggest hurdles to purchasing local food, specifically from a school's perspective and a larger institution's perspective, because, you know, at the end of the day, someone's got to be ordering this food. And if they have multiple vendors that they need to order from, specifically when we're looking at smaller farmers, it's really difficult to manage all of those orders. And when are they being delivered? And, you know, making sure that everything's there. So it can be a challenging process to implement. So having something like this, having another organization be able to aggregate this product for us would be tremendous. And I think it'd be a huge benefit to the community outlets and potential future institutions who we are looking to engage with in the future.
In terms of the Farm and Food Policy Council, it's sort of comprised of different representatives from different industries related to Department of Ag, but other Department of Education, University of Delaware is represented. And we've got different sort of industries and organizations represented. As the farm to school coordinator and being on the council, you know, why is this so important for you to be on the council in this capacity? And what does it afford the state to do?
Yeah, I mean, Delaware understands the importance of agriculture and what it means to the state. It's the number one industry in the state. It creates hundreds of thousands of jobs every year and brings in billions of dollars of economic impact to the state. A farm to school was established a little bit more than a decade ago. And both the Department of Education and Agriculture through the council have done a tremendous job in growing the program to what it is today. With that said, momentum in farm to school has plateaued a little bit, and there's plenty more that can be done in terms of developing that infrastructure and marketing at the state level to help grow and expand the programs. So, but with that said, there's just not enough time in the day for some of the state departments to be able to manage. So my role as farm to school coordinator really allows the state to focus on activities growing these programs. So, you know, my position allows the state to build on those previous successes and expand programming by managing these new funding opportunities, develop marketing and statewide initiatives that promote local food, facilitate these connections between the farmers and the community outlets, and just overall day-to-day manage the new programs that support this local food economy. Now, many other states in the region have a dedicated staff member who oversee farm-to-school activities, farm-to-community in Delaware's perspective being one of them. And while my position is grant-funded, it is the hope that the state will recognize the importance of a role such as this and really potentially dedicate some funding for a permanent position like this in the future.
Absolutely. It does seem like there's a real need there. And I really appreciate sharing all this information with our audience today. I know you and I will have the opportunity to see and work with each other again with the Delaware Farm and Food Policy Council has its annual meeting coming up at the end of the month, correct?
Yes, it's going to be exciting.
And so that'll be a fun-filled day where it's the council, but others invited who've been a partner. It'll be a really nice opportunity. And we may even get to taste some local farm products during that meeting is what I'm understanding. So I'll look forward to seeing you then, but I really appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, Julie. This has been great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. To learn more about the Delaware Council on Farm and Food Policy and its many initiatives, please visit farmandfood.delaware.gov. Here, you can also learn more about IPA's work with the Council on connecting food resources to communities in Delaware through data visualization and mapping tools.